Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. We'll begin with Alicia Mifood. In the Ashkenazi Siddur, it's on one page 139, 137, I believe. Actually, Hashem Yehud Kud Shabrihu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhimu Liached Shem Yudhe Bavavhe. The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael. Inani Mukan Umzuman Lakayem Mitzvah Ase Shelvi Sefirata Omer. Kimo Shekatu Batorah. Uspartem lachem macharad ha-shabbat miyom haviyachem et omer ha-tunufa sheva shabbatot t'miyimot tihiyena ad macharad ha-shabbat ha-shvi'it t'sefiru chamishim yom v'hikravetem mincha chadasha la-donai Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunaneh aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kunanehu. There are some verses from Psalms that we will say prior to the blessing. Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo. Igmor be'adi Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo. Yo ahe da wanu heyo. Azdecha le'olam ma'ase yadisa el teref. Egra le'elohim elyon la'el gomer alai. Ve'avor alayich. Fiarech mitvauseset, bedamayich viamar lecha, bedamayich haye viamar lecha, bedamecha haye. Barki nafshi et Adonai, yo he wahe adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu heyo. Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo, yo ahe da wanu heyo. Elohe gedalat meod hod wichadar levashet. O tau or kishalma no teshemayim karia. Now it's time for the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yud He Wav He Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Vetzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. The first letters of the last two words have a gematria of 65, the same as Adonai. If you turn the page to 137, then the Ashkenazi Siddur. Hayom Shaloshia Yamim La'omer. The inner light, Harachaman Hu Yachatzir, Avodat Beit HaMikdash, Limkoma Bimhera Biyameinu. Amen. Now the Psalm 67. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yichanenu yivarkenu. Yivarkenu is a word that translates as bless us. It also has the meaning of bending our knees. What does it mean to you to bend your knees? Are you bending it to Hashem? Are you bending it to people? Are you bending it to idols? Does bending your knees mean praying or submitting to the yoke of heaven? What do you have to do to submit to the yoke of heaven? In what way do you need to change yourself? In what ways do you bless others? Increase the ways you bless others. How does this bring you and them closer to Hashem? Ya'er panav itanu sela. La'da'at pa'aretz darkecha b'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam. Isam. The letter Mem is a mother letter. It connects to loving kindness, the right column. It connects to water, which is Hesed. In what way can you increase your connection to loving kindness? How can you share more while removing your expectations to receive something in return? Le'umim ki tishbod amim mishor umim ba'aretz tanhem sela. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam, Eretz natna yivula yivarkenu, Elohim Eloheinu. Yivarkenu, Elohim v'yiru oto kol afsei aretz. Now for the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach. Meditate on the letter Gimel, which has a gematria of 3. The Gimel has the meaning of render or ripen. With different vowels, it means a camel. What is the nature of a camel? Within itself, it conserves water. Water has a consciousness of loving kindness. Use this gimel to grow the consciousness of loving kindness within yourself. Then use your increased loving kindness to share it with others. Contemplate how you can accomplish this. Gedulat yamincha tatir terura. Aleph et gimel yud taf tzadi. Ahavatinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu Tahareinu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Prasatan Terab Satan. Rearrange the letters that spell Sha'ar Katan, small gates, reminding us to guard our gates, our eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, as this is the entry point for the negative system. Na gibor dorshe yehudha kevavat shamrim nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin parnasa and sustenance and healing. Barhem tacharem rachame sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Tzari Taf Gimel. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Netzach and its essence of eternity, eternal victory. Hasim Kadosh Biro Tuvcha Na'el Adatecha Tet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hod and its essence of appreciation, thankfulness, and gratitude. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pnei Zokre Kiddushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Yesod and its essence of creativity, creation, sexuality, and foundation. Shavatenu kabel ushmatzi akatenu yodea ta'alumot shinkufav tzadiyotav. This sequence connects to the Sefirah of Hut and its essence of kingship.
Has joined.
And manifestation. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper, the Baal Shem Tov teaches that there are 42 stops that the children of Israel made in the desert. The third journey is from Sukkot to Etham, which is at the end of the desert. Etam is the ancient Egyptian means seashore. Some identify Etam with the Egyptian Khitam, which denotes a fortress. After early childhood, when we are completely dependent on parents for sustenance and protection, we begin to emerge from the fortress as we start to develop a sense of independence. This stage is comparable to a seashore, a boundary between exploring the new world around us and scurrying back for approval or guidance from our parents. At this phase in our lives, we are not yet quite thrown into the desert, yet we are its edge as we become acquainted with an alien and insensitive world. In what way do you need to explore your limits and transition from the protection of your nature in your comfort zone by going outside your comfort zone while maintaining a safer process and a protection shield like the child who has his parents to support him? In the Ashkenazi we're on page 135 in the Sephardi. Ribono shel olam ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe avdecha lispor sefirata omer kedei letacharenu miklipotenu tumatenu kimo shekatavta Itorata uspartam lachem imacharat ha-shabbat. Miyom haviachem et omer ha-tinufa. Sheva shabbatot tamimo yetiyena. Mimacharat ha-shabbat ha-shevi tesifiru. Chamishim yom kidei sheyitacharu nashot. Amcha Yisrael, mezo hamatam uvechen yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yoache Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu Elohei Avotenu Shebizchut Sefirut HaOmer Shesafarti ayom yitukan, ma shevagamti besefira. Tiferet shebechesed. Tiferet shebechesed translates as balance and beauty within loving kindness. Meditate on the meaning of this sefirah and what part of your body is related to this sefirah. Chesed, the overall frame, is your right arm and shoulder. The tiferet is your elbow. What is the meaning, characteristic, of Tiferet Shebechesed? Is this a characteristic that you need to grow within you? Do you need to eliminate any aspect of your character traits in order to grow Tiferet Shebechesed? And we complete the paragraph. V'yetaher v'yetkadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala. Amen, Selah. The tzaddikim who left this day can help us with this correction. And can help us to grow Tiferet Shebechesed. Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein, who is the student of Rabbi Yehuda Ashlag, and also the second leader of the Kabbalah Center, who passed it on to Rabbi Berg. Rabbi Meir Halevi Abulafia, part of the Abulafia family, which is the Baba Sali and his father and forefathers. Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, part of the Soloveitchik clan. And Rabbi Moshe Ellinson. One of my friends, Rabbi Chaim Drissen, has been teaching that there are 55 prophets, 7 women and 48 males. And so there's a connection between the prophet and the teachings of that prophet within the Tanakh that connects us to Tiferet Shebechesed. In the case of Tiferet Shebechesed, it's Yaakov Avinu is the prophet that he recommends that we study by looking at some of the first verses in the Tanakh. Le'achare ken yitza achi v'yado achazat Yaakov, Asu Esav, Vayikra, Shemo Yaakov, Yitzhak ben Shisim, Shana Beladat Otam. And after he came forth, his brother, and his hand had hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Yaakov. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bore them. The gematria of Tiferet Shebechesed is 1455. This is 1,000 plus 455. And with the kolel, it becomes 456. The number 1,000 is the letter Aleph. And to that letter Aleph, we add the letters of Taf, Nun, Vav, which is the word Atem, Atimo, meaning his. And it literally is a vaccine against death. I highly recommend you read the rest of the page, as we have now completed the counting of the Omer for this day, but we need to spend tonight and tomorrow looking into the character traits that we need to eliminate in order to expand the consciousness of Tiferet Shebechesed. Does anybody have any questions? Yes. And if you want to look in on the web, my website for this, the things that weren't there. Okay. Have a beautiful evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're not complete unless we're going to be starting our Zohar class now, if you're interested. Understand.
Starting Zohar now?
Yes, our deep Zohar class starts now. We're in the Parasha of Vayera. And section 28, I believe it is. It's verse 387. No, I'm sorry, it's 390.
Verse 390?
Yeah, but it's we're now moving into section 29.
Is it Tanakh 1455?
The gematria is 1455.
What section?
The gematria or the Zohar? The Zohar is section 29. It's verse 390. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, imetim, Hametim Sheba Eretz Em Chaim Tehillah Chadahu Diktiv Yihiyu Metecha Nevelati Yikomun. Elu shabachutzi le'aretz hakitzu v'reinanu shochevnei afar elu hameitim shebamidbar de'amar Rabbi Yochanan le'mamet Moshe b'chutza La'aretz le'haryot le'kol be'ei olam k'shem she'atid ha'kadosh Baruch Hu le'chachayot le'moshe k'chatid le'chachayot Ladoro Shem Kibayalu Ato Ravi Alehem Neemar Zakarti Lecha Hased Norech Ahavat Kalulotav Kalulotich Lechtech Acheri Bamidbar Ba'eretz Lo Zirua. The translation. Rabbi Yochanan said, "The dead of the land of Israel shall be the first to live, as it is written, your dead men shall live. Dead bodies shall arise," refer to those who have died away from the land of Israel. "Awake and sing, you who dwell in dust," refers to those who have died in the desert. As Rabbi Yochanan asks, why did Moses die away from the land of Israel? It was to show the entire world that just as the Holy One, blessed be He, shall resurrect Moses in the future, so shall He resurrect His generation, who received the Torah. And of them it is written, "I remember in your favor the kindness of your youth, the love of your espousals, when you went after me in the wilderness in a land that was not sown." The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts. Does anybody have any comments or questions about this pasuk?
No. There was a mixed multitude that was with the Israelites. Will they also rise?
Say again, Malka. I didn't quite hear you.
There was a mixed multitude with the Hebrews that left Egypt.
Yes.
Would they rise as well?
The answer is, if they have improved, changed themselves, made their correction, because the mixed multitude has a correction to make.
Mm-hmm.
The mixed multitude needs to convert. And if over the course of their many lifetimes they have achieved that conversion, that's what some of the tikkun that they will have achieved. And in those bodies where they've made the conversions, they will resurrect.
Okay.
In those bodies where they have remained connected to Amalek, connected to doubts in those bodies where they have still remained idol worshippers, they will not resurrect. And that is true for every human being. Every human being will resurrect, providing they've made changes in that particular lifetime.
How do we know that? How do we know where we were and what we were, and if we did?
Oh, because when you resurrect, you'll meet yourself all over again, and you'll have the memory, because there won't be the blockages to our memories of previous lifetimes as there is in our generation and has been for 3,000 years. But everything is known in the spiritual level. So when we make our meditations and we connect to that level, we learn about our previous lifetimes, because that's how we know to what is our work to do in this lifetime by the mistakes we made last lifetime. And the Ari tells us we need to know what our mistakes were from the last lifetime. So we have to proceed and develop that learning. Most people do not, but they still make some tikkun in their lifetime. And as long as they make a tikkun, some little thing of change, of spiritual growth, they will be resurrected.
Would that be our... Which resurrection are we talking about? Our very first?
No, you're just your last incarnation. You don't need to know the earlier incarnations, because the same mistakes were made in your earlier incarnations that you made in your last one. So when you achieve correction of something from your last lifetime, you're correcting all of the mistakes in all of your lifetimes of that specific item.
So if a person passes away, let's say this year, and the resurrection comes this year, then that body, this body that just passed away, would be resurrected?
That's correct.
Okay.
In the example you just gave, where in this year the resurrection happens and in this year the previous lifetime died, that person will have been reincarnated as a child, and that person does not have to die. As the child, they will continue their process of growth in an amazing generation, an amazing lifetime, being able to meet all of the people of the Bible, all of the people throughout history, and to be meeting all of their different lifetimes in order to communicate with them as to what they needed to do. But that child will still have a tikkun to do, but it will not be an onerous tikkun, because he will know what he did wrong in his last lifetime.
Wow. So if a child is to, if the resurrection, let me just kind of recap that. If the resurrection comes, let's say this year, and a child is born this year and it's 2 years old, then you're talking about this scenario with the child, right?
Okay. Well, you don't confuse the issue. If the resurrection comes this year, and if the child was born this year, then the child is not yet one. The child is still not even a toddler. It's so many months old.
Right.
But that child, as it ages, as it grows, will achieve the correction that it needs to achieve. Some say even that the child will never not even go through childhood. The child will then literally grow over in a short period of time to be a 25-year-old or a 23-year-old, depending on the particular sage you follow Some say there'll be 25, some say 23, some say 26.
You mean for many?
They would not have to worry about what the Tikkun is. They will know because of the great...
Because there's no blockage to the memory.
Okay.
Bernice, what did you want to ask?
Was that from an infant? You mean the infant would grow from infancy to adulthood in that time?
The child will grow from infancy to an adult in a short period of time. He won't have to go through 20 years to become an adult.
How does that happen?
Why does it happen or how does it happen?
How can that happen? Are you talking about in size or in mentality?
Bernice, is there anything beyond the capability of Hashem?
No.
So your question is, how can it happen? Because it's Hashem's mercy. The process of going from an infant to an adult takes time. That process of growing to be an adult is a delay in the tikkun process. It's no longer needed if the resurrection has taken place. And that's why it happens. It's part of Hashem's mercy towards us.
So, exactly how trying to put this together in my mind memory, for the person in this lifetime who has not yet known what he was or where he was at that time, how does that, how does he establish contact with that?
Through a meditative technique that I teach in the Sefer Yetzirah classes.
You teach that?
Yes.
Okay. So you have to sign up for a class and have any capabilities, show any capabilities in that direction? Or does everybody sign up for the class is able to do that?
I teach Sefer Yetzirah classes on Thursday at 11 a.m. West Coast time. Every Thursday we teach a class. The previous classes are in the recordings link, which is on the website. So you can listen to the previous classes, and you can join the class as of now, because I teach a different form of Jewish meditation each week.
And I have one more question. Did you say if we did one of the corrections, completed one of the corrections that we were able to make its contact, to be able to get involved?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
You're referring to the people who were on the Mount at that time, right? At the Mount, on the mountain at the time of the
Of the Torah, or this year that there's going to be the resurrection of the dead. So, which are you talking about?
They're two separate things. Well, I thought they were together. I thought. You were talking
The Torah was given at Mount Sinai,
right.
3,300 years ago, approximately.
Yes.
This verse that we're studying in the Zohar is referring to the resurrection of the dead that will take place Tonight. And if it's not tonight, it'll be tomorrow night. And if it's not tomorrow night, it'll be soon.
I understand, yes. But are you talking about you had to be on the mountain at that time in order to participate in the correction? Or is everybody that was there?
Everybody was there.
Every
soul that ever comes into the world was at Mount Sinai and heard the Esther Dibrot from Moses and from Hashem directly. Every soul was there. If they were not bodies, they were not in bodies at that generation, they were there as spirits.
Mm-hmm.
If they were in bodies, they were there as part of the 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm. All right. I understand that right now. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions? We have time for another verse. So this is verse 390. Amar Rabbi. No, I think we did 390, right? So it's 391.
Mm-hmm.
There's, for whatever reason, I've left off the Aramaic, so we'll just go to 391, the English translation. Another explanation of the verse, "Awake and sing, you that dwell in dust," is that it refers to the patriarchs and the bodies of those who died away from the land of Israel will be rebuilt, and they shall roll under the ground until they reach the land of Israel. There, and not away from the land of Israel, they shall receive their souls. As it is written, "Therefore prophesy and say to them, thus says Hashem Elohim, behold, my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel," which is followed by, "and I shall put my spirit in you and you shall live." And again, this pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts. Anybody have any comments?
Just imagining all of that.
Take your time. That's why it's called a deep Zohar class, because we take the time to go into the depth on every verse.
Is our spirit going to be different than it is today or what it was?
Well, there's a process that we've gone through for 3,300 years. And that process has made changes to the spirit. We have fallen spiritually. We've risen spiritually. So, yes, there is a difference between the two, but the resurrection of the dead will be every lifetime that ever happened.
I'm sorry. There's some noise here.
I can tell.
I can't put you on mute, then I can't respond.
No, you, I understand. So we're listening to whatever's going on, but go ahead and keep talking. So your question was, is your current lifetime the same as it was at Mount Sinai? And the answer is no, because you have changed. You've changed character traits, and you've changed in other ways. You have different bodies. And all of those bodies that you've ever inhabited will be resurrected.
All of them?
All of them.
So each one, we're going to have all these different bodies with
That's
these
correct.
Different looks.
That's correct.
And will we get to know those bodies? How do we?
You'll be able to meet the people and reintroduce yourself and share the memories that that body has, that soul components have. They'll share with you, and you'll share with them. So the memories will be fresh. They'll be aware. You'll say to yourself, well, look at how silly and foolish I was to make that mistake.
Mm-hmm. And then how do we all come together at one point? Or what happens to all of the individual bodies?
After 1,000 years, the bodies will be returned to the dust, and the soul will recombine and move into heaven.
Mm-hmm. Of the original, of the last one that made the changes, the last change that was made.
No, all of the souls of all of the bodies will recombine into the one original soul that was at the first time that they ever came into the world.
Oh, they will all combine. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So this will be happening to everybody?
It will be happening to everybody. Except those people who have chosen to be completely evil and have no desire to be close to Hashem.
What happens to them?
Their good deeds are transferred to another person, and they're left with only their evil deeds, and they receive the consequences of those evil deeds for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
But that happens to very few people.
Mm-hmm. It's if they're not desiring to be close or understand what this is all about, that... But that's what they're considered.
I'm not clear on your question.
Are they all those who have different theories or different feelings or opinions? Are they classified as that because they don't? They call it not being that desiring to be close to the Creator?
Again, I'm not clear on your question.
Well, there are people who we talk to, when you express certain things, they say, well, they have their own opinions. So if they have their own opinions and they don't, they feel that what they do or what they feel is adequate, and that they don't pursue any further information. They're happy with what they do and how they feel and how they accept. And so are they classified as that? As evil?
Are they classified as evil people? No, yeah. They're not.
Okay. I just wanted to know how those people were.
Well, as I said, there are very few people who are classified as evil.
Oh, okay. That's what I didn't quite understand that part. All right. So, that's quite a bit of information.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's why we do it slowly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dear.
Are there any other questions? We don't have enough time. We're almost out of time to do another verse, so we'll pick that up tomorrow. Everyone have a beautiful evening, and please join me for the later class tonight. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.